Hey, Raider Nation. Lincoln Kennedy here with this week's version of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Khalil Mack has been a great force and a great asset to this defense. Not only does he play the pass well, he's very effective against the run. Let's take a look at the Arizona game. Khalil Mack, right here, is going to take the tight end, play him in the backfield, and then get off the block and strip the ball from the running back. Very disruptive and extremely effective against the run. Now, as you watch what Khalil's action off of the play, he notices it's going to be run his way. Takes 85 to the backfield, comes off the block, and strips the ball out. Great heads-up play. All of this in a matter of seconds. Very disruptive and very impressive for a second-year player. You don't see that out of many young guys. Now, in an obvious passing situation, let's watch Khalil Mack get off the ball against an experienced tackle in Jared Valdir. What Khalil wants to do here is set him up, utilize his speed, and make Valdir on his heels be aware of his speed. As we change angles, we're going to spot shot on Khalil Mack right here. Watch the speed and around the corner to make Valdir, the tackle, come back and be on his heels. As you see him getting around the corner, he didn't get to Carson Palmer there, but he disrupted the play enough to make Carson overthrow the intended receiver. Now off of that speed rush, Khalil Mack has the versatility of being able to come inside with a great spin move. Again, doesn't get to Carson Palmer, but disrupts the play just enough for Carson to make an errant throw. Big play by the defense and a big win. As we switch angles, watch how Jared Valdir, who's already worried about the speed, jumps out to a bad angle. Khalil Mack shows a tremendous spin move inside, pulls the guard out to help block, and gets around Carson Palmer, disrupts the play. Big win by the defense. Very impressive with that spin move because it doesn't happen out of a second-year player all that often. The fact that he can get upfield and inside of Jared Valdir and have the guard force to come out and help aids the defense in applying pressure on Carson Palmer. As we take a look at the end zone angle, watch Khalil Mack now over the right tackle. Again, speed, and he goes to power. Powers up under the right tackle and gets to Carson Palmer for his first sack of the day. I'm telling you, what's most impressive about this young man is that his motor. He never stops getting to the quarterback or working his way to the quarterback. He is a tremendous asset. Now he's in the tackle's heads. Just a straight outside speed rush. Nothing fancy about it, but it's sheer determination as he goes around the tackle and the back to get to Carson Palmer for the sack. Seeing the end zone angle? Again, watch the upfield presence. Gets around the corner. Great defensive ends can turn the corner on a dime, and that's what Khalil Mack has. It's only his second year. But what's most impressive about him, as I said, his motor. He just doesn't stop. So with what we've seen today, Khalil Mack is a tremendous force. Offensive coordinators are going to either have to have a back chip or a guard to help out the tackle. By him playing both sides of the line, he shows his versatility, and you can't game plan him. Khalil Mack is a tremendous asset to this Raider defense. That's it for this week. See you next week on Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company.